Welcome to Legal News and Review, recipient of the Florida Bar Award of Excellence. Legal News and Review, the only real problem solver radio program using the law, with your moderator, Philip Bell, and hosts and legal panel attorney, Gary Singer, chair of the Broward County Bar Association's Real Property Section. Gary Singer is board certified in real estate law and a syndicated columnist from the Sun Sentinel. He is an expert in his field of practice. Now, here's your moderator, Philip Bell.
On the docket for today's program, certified nursing assistants and home health aides are in big demand more than ever with the aging population, aging baby boomers, which I'm at the tail end as well. My brothers are going to beat me to that. But today, we're going to be speaking with the president of Best Care. That's Mark Spector, who is also, get this, an attorney that used to represent the insurance companies. You know, so he was on the dark side, but now he's on the light side, so to speak. Mark will be giving us the 411 on how to review and protect our loved ones when they need either a certified nursing assistant or home health aide as well. I mean, are we sacrificing due diligence to place these caretakers? But first, I'd like to welcome the legal panelists for today's program, attorney Gary Singer.
Hey, Phil, you know, I was thinking about changing the slogan for my law firm for strategy results, that whole little nonsense I use, to We Bully Bullies. What do you think? No, I'm serious about that. What do you think, Eric? That's good stuff?
I'm thinking of it, and I've been a bully most of my life, so I'm afraid of you
let's
now.
Let's go, man. Yeah, be a plaintiff.
And that is Eric Yankowit. Eric Yankowit is an attorney. He's one of our newest panelists. And
standing up to bullies.
I like it.
That's me.
Eric, good afternoon.
Good to see you both here.
Always a pleasure.
On the radio.
Yeah, and speak about that, I want to remind our listeners, you can actually go to Facebook Live. Just Google Facebook, Legal News and Review. You can watch the program where we're actually recording today.
And right now.
That's right. Hey, we're waving. And again, that's just Google Facebook, Legal News and Review. And you'll see we're recording today at the Kelly Ustahl Building in their mock courtroom. You talk about resources. They built a $10 million building with their very own mock courtroom inside. They're ready to go to trial. If you've been seriously injured from someone else's negligence, it's as simple as going to justiceforall.com. That's justiceforall.com. Also, I'd like to welcome the audience locally, 96.9 FM, 103.9 FM and 740 AM, and of course our loyal listeners nationally on iHeart, TuneIn, and iRadio Now. Welcome. Attorney Mark Spector, welcome to Legal News and Review.
Thank you for having me.
I love your last name. Makes me think of James Bond, you know, or Phil Spector, the well-famous producer. Mark, very important.
So you just compared him to two villains.
Well, yeah. No, I didn't.
Well, we can throw in Arlen
no,
Spector.
No, you really
as well.
Did. Yeah, great, great.
Another one
well,
not related to.
Salt the gas, Phil.
Yeah, but Mark, what is the difference between a certified nursing assistant and a home health aide?
Technically, it's about 30 hours or 40 hours of training. You know, in my land of private duty nursing, we refer to them as caregivers, and a certified nursing assistant is somebody who has taken about 70 hours of training versus a home health aide, which is they've taken less. But as I've said before, I have home health aides that have been with us for years and years and years, and they can provide just as good or better care than a certified nursing assistant. So I think it's just a term of art more in our industry.
And it's just not elderly that you offer services to.
Correct.
Hey, Phil, can we back up? Because, you know, I'm really very big on prepping and always read what you send me. But when I met a minute ago, Mark, and realized what he did, I thought it was the coolest idea, and I was really thought it was awesome to see what they do. Can you explain to our listeners, please, what is private duty nursing? Private duty nursing.
Sure. So let's say, I like to say I take care of your grandparents, because that's the typical client that we serve. Anybody that can't do the typical, what we call ADLs, activities of daily living, bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting.
You just described Gary Singer.
Only on a Saturday.
Anything you can't do at home by yourself,
we
provide that caregiver to assist you. It's typically for the elderly, but you could be of any age and need that assistance. Let's say you go into the hospital and you have knee surgery or hip surgery and you can't get around. You know, there's no age limit or floor on that.
So when do you choose a a CNA versus a home health care provider? I mean, you know, somebody who's unlicensed or unskilled, so to speak. When do you know which type of personnel?
I listen, I'm in the business, so I know. I would never recommend to anybody that you go to, let's say, a Craigslist and hire somebody directly off the street like that. You don't know what you're going to get.
So you shouldn't bring your people are cousin?
Because your people are licensed and
How about
insured.
Backpage?
That's correct.
Right,
that's correct.
That's a big thing.
A Backpage, right.
Yeah.
No, you want to avoid that. You know, you will save money by hiring somebody direct. Not all the time. I've seen where clients come to us and they've hired somebody off the street who actually charges more than we do for that service.
It
but
never saves money by doing anything half-assed.
Correct. And you don't know what you're getting. I mean, you don't know if you're getting the proverbial axe murderer to come into your home or not because you don't know if they've been background screened or not.
You know, one of the things I do, it's interesting you say that because I want to make a point for it. Because I sit on the UPL committee, which is the unlicensed practice law, and people go out and hire quote-unquote paralegals to do something for
like
them.
Divorce.
They'll charge more than an attorney will charge, and they'll do it wrong.
Correct.
There's something to be said about vetting, about having a company who's skilled, who has skin in the game. How do you guys vet your people?
So we've been in business since 1980, and I'm actually second generation, so I wish I had invented the
business.
Oh, really?
It's a family business?
I did it the old-fashioned way. I'd inherited
it. Yeah, that's
the
best way. I wish I could have.
So we're regulated by the state, and we're required to do what's called a Level 2 criminal background screening, which is basically an FBI screening. So on the criminal side, that's done. My company does a little bit more. We also drug test every caregiver. We do the I-9 background check to make sure that they're in here in this country legally, and then reference checking. And Phil and I were talking earlier today, and you know there are some companies out there that say you know they have software programs that match you know caregivers to clients.
Right.
I don't believe in that. I think the old-fashioned way of sitting down and talking to somebody and getting a feel for them is what works, and they're hiring us to basically be a matchmaker.
So skip eHarmony and go to the bar.
Exactly.
But your employees are insured, not just licensed and bonded, but you also have employee theft insurance.
Well, let me tell the difference. There's two types of licensed entities in Florida that the state regulates. There's the home health agency, which we are not, but I used to be one of those. And then there's also what's called nurse registry, which utilizes 1099 caregivers. I can tell you, we can have a whole discussion on the difference between a 1099 and an employee-based service.
I hear you on that.
1099 means independent contractor.
Correct, right. Correct.
And you're not utilizing 1099.
No, we are utilizing them. Okay. But each caregiver does have their own insurance. You know, we can get into the whole, you know, we send the information to the IRS at the end of the year, so the tax issue, if there is one, is between the IRS and the caregiver. It's not between the client and the... So you're not doing... Since I've been on both sides of this, I can tell you you're not risking anything more by using a registry versus an agency. We all get the caregivers from the same pool.
How do you know they show up and do what they're supposed to?
How do we know? Well, if they don't show up...
I know it's on a list of questions, but I'm curious.
If they don't show up, we get a call from the client right away. You know, where's the caregiver?
So you keep people on backup and standby
Correct.
And whatnot. I got it.
Correct.
So how does someone pay for you and know to use you? Because my mom was sick for years, and she passed recently. But, you know, I didn't even know this sort of thing existed. Like, we had to, like, find people, and I wish I would have known. I really do. Like, where were you 5 years ago, really?
Right.
I'm mad now. But how do people find you and pay for you?
Well, I you know, a lot of the business that we get is through word of mouth. You can Google and look up. There's a, you know, I'm not going to lie, there's a lot of companies down here that offer the services that we offer, but everybody's different. And I think, you know, you had a guest on earlier in another segment that talked about, do you want to be a big fish in a small pond or the other way around?
Right.
And I just think there's everything out there that you want. You can Google it. You can talk to people. But I think you have to do your research, you know, in this sort of service. Cheaper isn't always better. There's more expensive and there's cheap companies out there. But
how
I think
someone do the research?
I think you start off with...
Is there like a health grades or something for this sort of business?
No,
like where would they look?
Not really.
Well, I Googled Mark Spector.
Let's keep private stuff private.
And Best Care, and you came right up with a lot of great information.
Wait, but to Gary's point, the doctor doesn't say, okay, you're going to need a home health care agency, and now here's a couple to recommend.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Right?
This is what I'm talking
and
about.
And the nurse doesn't know, so once you leave the hospital, you're done. But sometimes
and
you even need extra care inside the hospital.
Now.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
In the hospital. We were talking about it earlier.
Right.
Like I'll let you finish on like how people, you know, vet and know to use Best Care instead of a different company. But then after that, if you could tell us like that we do need, people do need help in the hospital and what you provide there.
Sure, absolutely. I, again, you know, you... in today's society, I think everybody starts on the internet and you start looking that way.
Okay.
You want to, what you want to find out though, what differentiates the company. You want to look and see, are you going to be speaking to some middle management or lower end person in the office if you, you know, to coordinate your care and you need your help? Or are you going to get in touch with, let's say, an owner? I think in this business, the prices range and everybody's sort of offering the same kind of thing, but you want to find what the best customer service is going to be for you. And the only way you're going to do that is through talking to
the company.
Well, the
buck stops there.
Okay.
I like that aspect because if I'm up north and my mom is in one of these places, nursing home, or at home alone, I want to have the peace of mind that she's being taken care of.
Correct.
And I understand one thing you endorse is the use of cameras.
Right.
To help protect
like cop body cams? Make your caregivers wear body cams? Or, I mean,
no,
in the house?
No.
Well, I do have
clients.
No,
that's a good question.
I do have clients that will put a camera in the home, especially if it's like, let's say, a son or daughter that lives out of state and they want to keep an eye on mom. They will do that. And like you and I discussed earlier, it's not an expensive venture to do at this point.
Not anymore.
You know, they're
we
so
even
cheap.
Have a camera watching our dogs.
So right. One of the things I noticed, wait, because we missed a point, I think this is super important about Best Care, is when my mom was in the hospital, what we found is that the hospital's not staffed and appropriate to provide the care like maybe we would expect, that one of us had to stay all the time, including overnight, and that's incredibly difficult to do. But what I saw is that you do provide also in-hospital care. How does that work?
Yes, okay. So, you know, my business partner is a registered nurse, and by the way, we were talking before about looking for companies and how do we find them. I will tell you, I can't speak for other companies, but our company in particular, everybody has access to her. They get her cell phone number.
Wow.
And her direct cell phone number. You get that from an owner, and I think that is important. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because she always tells me all the time, she used to work in a hospital, and say things like, you have to have an advocate there for you. Because you, even though they're there to save your life, a lot of things can happen in a hospital that, you know, you don't want to see happen. So what we do is we do offer that service. You can't do hands-on care as a caregiver in the hospital. They won't allow you to do that. But you need somebody there to go to the nurse's station for you. You need somebody there to make sure that you get your medicine, that you get the water. You have to go to the bathroom. You could ring that bell for a half an hour, nobody will come.
A hospital is a very dangerous place to be.
Absolutely.
No, it is.
A lot of
no
sick
question.
People there, and I think it's one of the sixth or seventh ways to die.
Correct.
Is from the care inside the hospital.
That's right.
Now, you do more than just people that are coming home from the hospital or if they need, just a little of attention. But I found it interesting, baby nurse. Now, I know my brother, I just spoke to a little bit ago. The first child they had, they didn't have a baby nurse. But he said, the hell with that. He wants to sleep at night. So he made sure that they got a baby nurse. And that's one of the services you
offer.
You
let them stay in the room
off
the
nursery,
don't you?
Usually that's the oldest child.
I just let one of the house people stay in the room off the nursery for a couple
of
weeks.
But in all seriousness, that is one of the services you offer.
We do offer that. That idea kind of stemmed from when my wife and I had our second child and she insisted that we have a baby nurse in the home, and I was like thinking at that point, I said, you know what, I'm in this business. These caregivers that work with us, a lot of them are moms, grandmothers, they've had children, they can do this. And it's well care. It's, you know, a way so that the parents can sleep, changing diapers, feedings,
right,
those kind of things. It's not sick
very
care.
Very common in other countries.
Correct.
Very common.
Your advantage is you won't get a call that the elderly person passed away. That must be horrendous.
It happens. Unfortunately, my business people do die.
But they do. But your staff builds such a personal relationship. It's like losing a member of your own family.
That's correct.
Yeah,
that's correct.
I get that.
I've had people on for decades. Decades, plural. It's crazy how long some people.
My nephew
can be on.
Has cerebral palsy. He can't take care of him. He needs assistance to take care of himself on a regular basis. Just affording this type of care.
Yeah, how do you afford
sometimes
it?
That's a challenge for most people when they don't prepare.
Right.
Interesting enough, we're going to talk about that.
So let's.
Okay.
How do people afford it?
Well, I think the first and number one thing you have to do, anybody listening to this, if you are at the point where you can afford to buy long-term care insurance, and the younger you are, the more affordable it is, you should get it today. Because that's especially insurance that pays for the type of services we provide. Otherwise, you have to pay out of pocket. There is no real subsidy for this.
There's
the government
no insurance,
doesn't.
Nothing, huh?
No, you have to purchase it.
Yeah, the government doesn't help.
No, they do not.
But Gary, you are
well, they'll help
you're
a little, right?
Gary, you are a veteran. Won't the veteran administration help?
I'm a veteran. We'll get, but the, doesn't the government do provide, when someone's elderly, at least provide a little bit of assistance?
Through the Medicare program, yeah. Yes, but not ADL assistance.
Gotcha.
Okay, so let's say you go into the hospital, you have a hip replacement. They'll send an RN to your home who might be there for, you know, less than an hour, 45
very
minutes.
Brief.
But what's going to happen with all the rest of the stuff that you need done? They're not going to cover that.
Gotcha.
Most people plan by not doing anything. And what their plan becomes
kids.
Is to say, yes, I am going to live, when I get sicker and older and sicker, I'm going to choose the child I like the most and ruin their marriage.
That's it. I'm going to Key West and I'm going to drink myself to death in a month. But
and that becomes the challenge. And that's why children of, well, the sandwich generation, people like me who have older parents and children of our own, that we're stuck in the middle and we're going to have to pay for our parents while we're still paying for our children.
I met your mom. You got some time.
Yes.
You don't think you're going to have that problem for a long
people
time.
People like me, not
what about
me.
People like people me like who are veterans? Do we have any advantage?
There may be money available.
Yes, you do. There is a veterans pension program called the Aid in Attendance Program, and all you had to do is have served during a time of war.
Woo-hoo.
You don't have to be on the front line. Just be
Woo-hoo.
Honorably discharged.
Got all those. Check.
It is an income-sensitive program, but the way it works...
You ruined it. You're doing so good, Mark.
It can provide an amount of money for unreimbursed medical expenses, which home care is. And you could be a veteran and your spouse, or surviving spouse.
Ah, good.
You know, a big trend down here is medical tourism. People come down here for the almighty Brazilian butt lift, as an example.
Right.
So they do the procedure at a surgical center, but they send them to hotels to recoup.
We're in Florida.
And it's growing. It's amazing that they're growing.
We're in Florida, Bill.
Do you offer those type of services?
Do you guys do butt lifts?
We don't do them, but we've provided the post-op care. That's
Thank
for sure.
You.
It's
that's
happened.
What I was getting to.
Yes.
I've made several suggestions.
About butt lifts?
Well, that people should need, those who need them.
I had mine chewed off by judges many, many moons ago.
Yeah, well,
likewise.
Sometimes you need a kick.
For sure. Yes, so we do offer post-op care, which that is one of the procedures that we've sent caregivers
in for. Is
this
a big place for medical tourism?
Absolutely. South Florida's huge.
Oh, really?
Not just butt, you know, butt lifts.
No,
but
I'm using that because it's always in the
breast
news.
Implants, you name
it. I thought everyone went to Columbia. All kidding aside. I know
yeah,
some
I thought they went
to
South America
no,
or
they,
India.
They come here. They come here from all over the country.
They come here because of what happened with Mexico in particular, because people were getting injected, not with their own fat, but with saline solution, with cement or whatever. It was all the news.
No, I don't blame them. So, I mean, whenever I do my
But Florida opened up
here.
Its doors, and it's you know, we welcome them to come here and have that surgery if it makes them happy.
And, Phil, you were right on your point. You know, there are some physicians' offices that do the procedures but don't have, you know, anywhere for the patients to stay overnight. So what happens is these people come down, they'll recover in a hotel because they're not from down here. So if they need a caregiver to assist them, you know, we can provide that.
And the difference between Medicare services and private duty service is what?
Okay, Medicare is a federally funded program that we all have money deducted from our paychecks for, and hopefully someday we can all take advantage of it. It's a service that, like I was mentioning before to Gary, let's say you come out of the hospital or you have a condition that you require an RN to come in the home. Medicare is the only program out there that they're planning your discharge before you actually start.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a short-term program. You may have a nurse come in for a few short hours during the week, maybe a therapist if you're lucky, and on rare occasion they may provide a bath visit with the caregiver, but that's few and far between. So if you really need the kind of assistance at home, you're not going
to
get it with Medicare.
I really wish we did know if you like what Gary just said. My father-in-law passed away about 2 months ago, and we had home health care, home hospice, and so forth.
Yeah, I'm glad you had him on, because this is going to help people, for real.
But in all seriousness, they would send people that couldn't speak English. They were from Haiti, they were from other areas, and they just couldn't speak English. That's unconscionable.
Right.
That is
Now, we used a private service a little bit for my mom to some extent, and we had a lot of problems having them find someone to come out. Is that common in the industry? I mean, maybe we were just using the wrong whatever it was. It was the one that some nurse recommended us, whatever. And we ended up going to a private person who we contracted with, which worked much better. But literally, we'd call them and, like, we don't have anyone.
Yeah, and that's the problem with a very saturated market of companies, because you can have everybody that is maybe operating from out of their house with just a couple employees
right.
to, you know, the very large ones. And again, we all take from the same caregiver pool, so it just depends on which company you're with.
I've been to your office.
Oh, really? So, okay,
so
I get it.
You're the real deal. And You have a great website, too, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
But you're right. People could put a website up and just be sitting there in their underwear answering phones.
That's right.
They got to be in their underwear.
And that's sad. Well, I'm using it as a...
At least they're wearing something.
What's the legality of this?
You started to say eating cookies.
What about the people when they're with you in the hospital, your contractors or employees when they're with you in the hospital, being your advocate? But do they have any legal right to speak to you? Like, how's all, because this is a legal show. How does that all work out?
You're talking about in the hospital?
In the hospital or even in the home. Like, what's their legal status? Like, in the hospital, for example, do they have the power to talk to the doctors for their patient that's also, you know, for grandma?
No, well, that's going to be up to the hospital typically. And again, it's you know, the caregiver is not going to make medical decisions on behalf of the client. You still need a family member to have that designation.
So there's no healthcare surrogate.
Right,
that
you
way.
Still need to have that paperwork done regardless.
Okay. Right.
You know, and
right.
most
so this
people
isn't
don't.
A substitute for this.
Yeah, I mean, really what you want the caregiver to do is, let's say, you know, something is going to happen and the family's at home, call the family member.
So,
that's what you want.
So it's for the patient, but also for the family to
that's
be an
right.
interface there.
That's right,
because it's exhausting to stay in the
absolutely.
Hospital.
Now, if the unskilled help, they can't. Can they dispense medication or they can't?
No, they cannot dispense medication. You need a skilled person to do that. They call that like a med box, but you can do medication reminders. You know, you
okay,
can tell
so that's
them
the way around
you need
it.
To, yeah, that's how they do it.
What about procedures like daily catheter as an example?
Again, going to be more of a skilled service. You would hope that if you have Medicare, you could, you know, supplement
well, this
with
is
that.
Actually important, and I'll tell you why, because this is kind of like what you do when you have what's called an intake. Where I'm a family member, I sit down with you and I talk about mom or dad or the loved one that needs this as well. And so you understand what we have need for.
Look,
and,
this is
what you do.
Right, this is why it's so important to do your homework. And when you're talking to the person on the other end of the phone, you might not want to be talking to a clerk or some middle management person because you're dealing with issues that affect your loved one or you in the home. So I use our example. I mean, again, my partner's a registered nurse. She's a wealth of medical knowledge. So when the client comes in, they're speaking to her. So she's finding out things like, is dad or mom, are they hard of hearing? Is it hard for them to understand when somebody is speaking? So we have to make sure that the person there is speaking English very clearly so that they can understand it. Or do we have an issue with a catheter? Do we have... They come out of the hospital and have a decubitus that they're going to need a skilled person in there along with the aide. I mean, it's all about that getting to know the client and really understanding what can go on.
Is there any minimum? In other words, let's say like my late father-in-law who started in one area where you know he just needed help to go to shopping occasionally.
Right.
Is there a minimum that they have to hire you for?
Every company is different, but we don't have minimums. If it's an hour or two a day, that's up to the client, whatever they want.
How do you work out the car? Meaning, like, your staff member has their own car, or do they have to have, does the client have to have the car? And how do you pay the insurance, and how's that all work out?
Sure. You know, that's up to the client. I've had clients before that say, you know, they can use my car and drive me around.
Right.
Or they will say, no, they can't use my car. They have to drive their own car. Or we have this great thing now called Uber. It's amazing.
It is, isn't
you
it?
You know, we've even told caregivers, though, not, you know, there are some caregivers that don't drive, but we've insisted that, fine, if you don't drive, no more taking buses and, you know, screwing up the schedule. Take an Uber to go see the client. As far as the insurance goes, you know, if the client is going to have the caregiver drive their vehicle, we have them give permission on that. We kind of stay out of that. We're not in the transportation business, but we do allow it.
Yeah. When you're flexible with it.
Correct.
I see. Great.
When can care actually begin? I mean, if I get the notice from the social worker at a hospital that my mom's going to go to a nursing home tomorrow, that's awfully fast.
Right.
And that's with very little notice. Or even they release them that day, they tell you.
Right.
That's the most frightening thing, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, mom's ready to go home. Like, no, mom really isn't. He's like, but they're out. So what do you do?
But you're not prepared either as the family members. You're not prepared to receive them.
Yeah.
Right? You want the hospital to keep them for just the care and
but
the concern.
Threaten, but they won't charge the insurance.
But
that's how they get you out.
Yeah, they want to get you out as quick as possible. The best thing to do is to start planning that when they go in so you're ready for when they come out. I mean, a good company can get somebody to your house within an hour or two. That's what I would say the standard is that you should be looking for.
My father used to say, be really good to your brother and sister because someday you're going to want them to take care of me.
And that's a job that nobody should have.
That's why it's right. And that's the bad way of looking at things because you end up making your... First of all, you're not skilled. You don't have the time.
You know, we only
have
like
a, you don't have the, you get frustrated.
I couldn't agree with you more. And actually, your question has actually brought up a question because, you know, my wife's Hispanic and, you know, the whole idea of using outside caregivers to help give care for someone in the family was very foreign to her, right? So do you have a lot of cultural issues like that?
You know, having anybody in the home is a very unique thing and very difficult, and we find that if we can get past the first day or two, usually settles down. But, you know, we are all in South Florida. We're the gateway to the Caribbean, and we have a lot of caregivers that come from there. So it's something that is here, and I think a lot of people are used to it.
Getting more and more.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, interesting enough, as a as an attorney, still legal to practice as well, you represented the insurance companies. And representing them in insurance defense, what I'm trying to get to is that you understand policies, the language. I mean, it's just a written contract, really, an insurance policy as well. Because of your background, I have a policy here for long-term care, but I'm alone with it. Is that something that you or your company helps with?
Absolutely. Soup to nuts on that one. We do accept long-term care insurance. We will file with the insurance company, and we will also take it through the appeal process if needed. I tell clients all the time that if you have a verifiable policy and we have the medical documentation to accept it, we will take care of it, and you will not have to pay out of pocket.
Any recommendations on long-term care policies?
There's a lot. We can talk about that.
We don't have to answer that now because we are out of
time. Or you can call him.
Mark, and if you want to get that answer, how does someone call you?
Best way is to look at our website on the internet. It's bestcare, bestcare.net, or sometimes we pop up as bestcaresfl.com. And we have all our contact information on there.
Very cool. Bestcare.net. We are just completely out of time. I want to thank you very much for being on here, Phil, Eric. Thank you very much. And most importantly, thanks to our listeners. Be safe and
be legal.
You've been listening to the award-winning Legal News and Review, recognized by the Florida Bar's Award of Excellence. To contact the legal panel hosts and guests, go to belegalbuzz.com. And to reach Gary Singer, board-certified real estate and syndicated columnist, appearing in 400 media outlets, including the front page of the Money Section every Monday in the Sun Sentinel, from the law firm of Gary M. Singer, PA, call 954-851-1448 for legal news and review. Remember, be legal.